Hello, citizens of Chicago, and welcome back to another episode of Fans React, the Good Fight Edition. I'm your host, Stephanie, from the USA.
I'm Dana from Germany.
And no one else. Betty's here in spirit. She couldn't make it this time. And none of y'all on the interwebs wanted to be our guest, so...
You thought there were going to be so many people.
No, I didn't. I had high hopes, okay?
That's yeah. All.
So anyway, episode 2, the one based on Ray Cohen.
Is that the name or you just invented it?
No, that's the episode name.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, the last week's was the one based on your worries or something. So I think every episode is going to be like the one and then
based on
or something. Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Roland is fucking crazy. The Botox, and then who was he talking to use no teeth?
The person that was giving him a blowjob.
I guess.
That's gross.
Oh my god.
I know. I mean, he's completely insane.
And the accent, it's very... Oh man.
Accent does he have?
I guess it's like Chicago.
I don't know. I don't tell the difference.
Apparently neither can I. But so it's definitely like adds to the craziness that is him.
He kind of reminded me of an imp.
Oh my god. Are imps like short little things?
Yeah, with beard and crazy, right? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. An evil.
Evil imp. Oh, man.
Yeah, but at least he made Maya interesting. I mean, at first she was so boring. She was putting everyone to sleep, the jury in court. Mm-hmm. And then he arrives and he's like sweeping her to this crazy world of drugs and law.
Fentanyl lollipops. Oh my god. I looked up fentanyl because I was like, what exactly is it?
I love how you look up everything.
I have to. I'm curious. So apparently it's an opioid medication that is only to be used for the treatment of breakthrough pain in cancer patients, and it's between 50 and 100 times stronger than morphine.
Oh. How can it function with it?
The fentanyl is combined with inactive ingredients like citric acid or confectioner's sugar to create a sweet berry-flavored medication.
Great.
I'm glad it tastes like berries when you're getting doped up.
Yeah, but how can it function after he sucks on it?
I don't know.
He's a weird person. I don't even know if he's a person.
He's some kind of alien being.
Imp.
Or an imp.
But works. I love how he called the, I don't remember who, but he said Cookie. And I'm going to start calling people Cookie.
Cookie or Cookie?
He said Cookie, like the food, right?
I don't remember him saying that. Maybe he did.
I remember it because it was so funny to me. I think it was Cookie.
I think you're right. I wrote down when he said numb nuts and then growled at someone. Like, numb nuts?
Right. Wow, what a character.
He's insane. He's insane. I love it so much.
I thought when I watched the promo before it, I thought they were going to be on opposing sides, but I guess not. I guess it's worse to have him on your side.
Well, yeah.
Well, at least we'll see something interesting from Maya. We'll see how she handles him.
Well, she's gonna have to handle him some certain way. How do you handle a person like that?
I don't know. She have to become stronger because right now she's like a leaf in the wind.
That's a good way to put it.
Maybe she'll grow a backbone.
Or maybe she's just gonna fall in his world, like when he took her to the nightclub.
Yeah, but I really hope she doesn't start with the drugs because they already did it with Diane, and it's just gonna be recycling stories.
I guess, yeah, you're right.
What else?
I'm trying to think of anything else besides Kurt and Diane. I want to save that for last.
Well, I liked how Liz was supporting Luca in promoting her.
Yes.
It was really nice. And I would love to see more of that. Like this Luca, Diane, and Liz, they're like P3, power of three.
P3?
Yeah, from Charmed, the power of three will set you free.
Oh,
It
that
was one of
works.
my favorite shows, yeah, growing up. But anyway, yeah, I really like that trio of them.
And apparently, the men are feeling it a little bit.
Yeah, they lost, even though there are more men.
Sucks to suck.
Tell that to Bloom, Blum, how do you call it?
He would agree and then start doing something inappropriate.
Maybe meow at you.
That's what
Nice. You can do our sound effects.
I'm very good at sound effects, I will say.
New information about you.
I did really like that scene with Luca when she was laying on the bed
The
with,
monologue.
yeah, the monologue with Joseph, which I don't think, did we ever learn his name before?
I think so. I think I knew the name already.
Oh, well, it's just me not paying attention again.
Maybe you're just bad with names.
I don't know. No, I'm not. Well, whatever.
I'm bad with names, but
You remember this?
oh, I didn't remember his name, but when she said Joseph, I was like, oh yeah, he's Joseph.
Oh.
But I really liked that she was like, you have to give me a sign, then.
Had a feeling that they were going to do that too.
It as a sign, actually.
I mean, why not? It was perfectly timed.
Yeah, it's a sign. And there was the first singing of the season.
Oh, yeah, yep. Diane was
She.
singing and Luca was singing.
Yeah.
Although Francesca was singing in the last episode.
She was singing a lullaby, wasn't she? But it
No,
wasn't
she.
really singing. She was like,
No, it was a Joey Malone song, I think,
I don't know.
over the
I
phone.
don't know.
But anyway, that whole scene where she says, "I never thought I'd be one of those women to think that my kid, you know, is the world revolves around them, but I am." And it's so interesting.
Yeah, and it's, the dilemma everyone has, or most women have, children or work, where to put more time.
Exactly.
And it's one of the reasons.
Especially her being a single mother.
Yeah, but well, she has Francesca,
Well, still single mother.
but...
I don't know how much help she is, but
Well, she helps her get clients.
that's true. The sip and what was it?
Oh,
Sip
I
and
wrote it.
see?
Yeah, sip and
Sip and
see.
see. Oh my God.
Love how she just made that decision to do it without asking. Like, she hung up on her before she said yes. Francesca?
Oh, yes. We're having a sip and see. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh. We got another one of those shorts.
Oh yeah. So I guess it's going to be in every episode.
I
I mean,
guess.
not that bad.
which is fine because I learned something new. I learned about Roy Cohen.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about him. Cohen. It's the same, right? Cohen and Cohen?
I don't know. Whatever. People know what we're talking about.
He's Jewish, right?
I don't know, but I liked his dance moves in the little short. He was doing some kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice, and the songs are catchy. Not that I remember it now, but when you listen to it, it's like, it's catchy.
Yeah, they are catchy. Catchy, catchy.
Maybe they can put out like a soundtrack at the end of the season.
You know what? They probably will, to be honest.
Go on tour.
Let's not push it.
The Good Fight Tour. Yeah.
The Good Kids. I'm telling you, kids album.
Yeah, it could pass as a kids album.
Why not?
I don't know.
One quote that the judge said towards the end.
Oh my god, that judge killed me.
Where was he from before? He looks so familiar, that actor.
Yeah, he is. He's like everywhere. He's one of those guest stars that are everywhere, right?
I know, but I feel like he was in something big. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
But he said, you're going to have to go to the officer and get your... have him stamp your tough shit ticket. And I thought that was so funny.
Tough shit ticket?
Yes! I'm going to start using it. Oh my god, that's so funny! I had to pause. Have him stamp your tough shit ticket. So much.
I really didn't get why he didn't separate the trials. There is obviously a conflict of interest. So
I'm trying to figure out why they're doing it jointly. I couldn't really follow it.
Well, he made them. The judge said that the two, how do you call them? The two men that were on trial.
The defendants?
Yeah, the two defendants. The judge said that they're going to have to be tried together. And even after Maya proved that there's conflict of interest, he still kept it like that. And I didn't get why. Not very professional. But I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
I don't, me neither. Whatevs.
Any listeners we have, please call in.
Any lawyers out there in the world, can you call in and let us know? Or tweet us or something?
Yeah, they won't.
No, because we don't have listeners. Anyway.
Shooting animals for fun, or for any reason, but for fun especially. Like, because Kurt is a character, I can separate the two things and still like him. But if he was a real person, I would never like him or be friends with him. It's horrible to me.
Well, and why you gotta go kill giraffes and zebras?
For fun. It's not like they're...
Except for fun.
They have to eat them afterwards or something to survive, no. Ugh.
So then I got curious, right? Like how Diane got curious and went on Eric Trump's Instagram. I also went on Eric Trump's Instagram. And let me go back on it and tell you what's there.
Thought you were going to surprise me with the twist that it doesn't exist.
Oh, it exists and it's verified.
And is he hunting?
I see no hunting pictures. There's a lot of his kid, which is fine. Okay, right? A lot of your kid. And then there's this very awkward picture of Mr. President holding his grandchild, but like obviously not correctly.
Anything interesting about the Instagram?
No, I mean, he always hashtags things, make America great again.
Oh, surprising.
And you know, it's very low-key.
I love how Diane said Eric and Don.
Oh my god, she was so fake excited. It was amazing. Eric and Don, I've been waiting my whole life for this. What should I wear?
I think Dan maybe should leave law and go act. Has a new destiny.
I mean, and then when they went to the fundraiser and she was like, I promise I won't, like start anything. And then she's very gently prodding the people that she's talking to. We're like, what Mexican jokes? And he goes and he squishes her foot, like, shut the fuck up.
That was funny.
Oh my God.
But she deleted the recording afterwards.
Yeah, she did.
She promised him, so.
But I mean,
Her.
if you're a Democrat going to a Republican fundraiser and you have to go for political purposes or for showing support for your spouse, why not make it a little fun?
Yeah, I mean, if she didn't hurt him in the end, it's okay.
It's fine.
But I couldn't imagine being in a room with all these people who think so differently
I
and are
know.
racist. I
I
don't
mean, I think
know.
she did the right thing to think of it as like a game.
Yeah, maybe in the beginning she did want to do something with the recording, but then she decided not to fight over it.
Compromise in marriages.
Yeah, I guess she
Adorable.
had to, I guess she had to drink a lot to go through the evening.
I mean, wouldn't you? Just saying.
If I like drinking, then yeah.
It's better than fentanyl lollipops.
Don't know, I've never tried.
Don't think you need to. There's a lot of bad side effects.
I don't think so either. I mean, I'm crazy as it is.
It'll probably calm you down if
Great, like I need something else to make me want to stay at home. Know what else I found funny slash sad? The martial arts instructor was like, calm down, clear your mind from politics, from work, from the Jewish conspiracy to control the media. I mean, it sounds funny, but it's a real thing. People actually believe that Jews are trying to take over the world.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I love the fact that you didn't know that. It means that you're
No.
hanging out with the right people, I
I
guess. But
guess so.
yeah, people actually think that, Jews have all the key positions in the world and we are taking over it and we have control everywhere. There's even this image of the Jewish octopus. I know you like octopi, so.
Octopi.
Yeah, like we have our arms everywhere.
I have to look into this. This sounds hilarious.
It's sad actually because it's hardcore racism. It's like stuff that we're in before the Second World War, people were thinking, and I guess people are still thinking them.
Wow.
I
That
wish
is
it was true
sad.
though, because then I would have a lot of money and power.
Can we
Yeah, but
talk
it
about
was just like, oh, sorry. I just want to say that it was funny because she's like, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, clear your mind from politics. What did you say? From work and the Jewish conspiracy? Yes. It's like he was so okay with it. Like it was so normal to him. Like it was something that was real.
And then she was like, okay.
I wonder if she's going to go back to him. Because then she went to the axe throwing.
Oh my God.
That looks like fun, right?
It does look like fun. And I want to say that one of those places just opened up in the state. I might go.
She said, Christine said in that panel that axe throwing is better exercise than martial arts. And they
Well,
have, what did you say that they have there? I don't remember. It was some kind of competition, but I don't remember. I need to look it up again, but she made it sound really fun and interesting.
oh, there is one. Walk-in
Hey,
welcome.
you gonna go?
Yes.
Is it near you?
my state is so small, I can get anywhere. There's that's 10 good. Lanes. 10, that's it? 10 lanes?
Well, your state is small, so why do they need more than that? How many people are going to go there?
There's tournaments? Oh my God.
I mean, that's what she was talking about. I forgot.
This is like legit, like
yeah,
how it shows in the show. What is axe throwing? Axe throwing is a sport that involves competitors throwing an axe at a target.
Thank you for reading that. I wouldn't know.
After a briefing, you and your friends will learn the basics and then play a variety of games, all led by a trained throwing coach. I'm glad I have someone with me that is trained. Well, looks like she just walked in and did it. So
it looked like it wasn't the first time she was there.
Oh, wow. I need to do this. I need to do this.
Go for it. You're going to give you great arms.
Oh, I know. I need to shape my arms too. Okay, sorry. Enough of that.
Yeah.
Long story short, I'm going to an axe bar.
Great.
Yes. But I love how the reason why she went there was because she was hurting people in martial arts. So
yeah. And also I think it was what the guy said, the guide, the instructor. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but like,
what did he say? Remind me.
About the Jewish conspiracy.
Oh.
I realized she was like, she was party again, I think. The Republican Party.
But anyway, yeah, that was amazing. And I could watch Diane Lockhart throw axes all day long.
Yeah, they can make an episode just about it. 40 minutes. 50 minutes.
Just axe throwing Diane on loop.
Yeah. She can imagine different faces that she throws them on.
Yes. Can we talk about Kurt trying to tie bows?
When? What?
In the beginning, when she walked in and he was sitting in a living room trying to tie bows onto the...
Oh, yeah,
the bottles. Beard. Yeah. And it was like, I got a job. She was like, you did? Yeah, regional manager. Regional as in not here? He's like, no, in Chicago. And she was so happy.
Yeah, they're so cute together.
And then he says, Mrs. McVeigh. And she goes, oh, Mr. McVeigh.
Yeah. That was cool. I don't know how I didn't write it in my notes. But yeah, it was perfect.
How could you not write it?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Sorry.
I watched it like 3 or 4 times. I'm not going to lie.
He should be called Mr. Lockhart.
I kind of like that better.
Yeah, because McVeigh, well, we all know it's not a very good name.
Yeah. But, oh, that scene. Can we reenact it? You be Kurt.
No.
What? Do you want to be Diane?
No. I have a date.
I can't be both.
Well, let's not be anyone. Let's be ourselves.
Oh, you're no fun.
I know.
Oh, but I'm telling you, we're getting to see a lot more of this personal Diane. Love it.
Yeah. But I think next week Kurt is not going to appear, right? He's only signed on 7 episodes from what I saw.
Yeah. So I guess not.
Did I see the promo? No, I didn't see the promo. Did you see the promo?
Yes. I already forgot.
was like 5 minutes ago, right?
Oh, yes. So she goes. Does remember you? She picks up the poster from the bulletin
Yeah.
board. So she goes next week, I guess she goes to one of those meetings and then meets like the smaller group. Is gonna like join the resistance, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess she did leak that, she ended up leaking that story.
Oh yeah, the storm, not Stormy Daniels, how is she
Close.
called?
Tara, the porn star.
Yeah, the porn star. It's the same thing.
It's essentially it's what it's based off of, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have anything else?
Mm.
There was the conversation that Liz and Adrian had with Luca about when she said that she wanted the promotion, and Adrian said, "Luca, you just had a baby." And Liz gave him a look of like, "What the fuck? Why are you saying that? It's not your choice, and it's definitely
Exactly.
not his choice." I just really like how they support each other.
And like, don't tell her she just had a baby. She fucking knows. She popped the sucker out, okay?
Yeah, let her decide what's best for her and her baby.
Exactly.
It's like you didn't watch Isn't It Romantic, right?
No.
Even though I highly recommended it to you.
Fine, I'll watch it.
And they talk about this thing that women always fight when they are, I mean, in movies and shows, when they are together in an office, they bring it up, and it's true. So that's why I'm so excited to see women working together.
The way they should be.
Exactly.
We need to support each other, ladies.
Yes, against the common enemy.
Men. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just gonna throw that out there.
Mm.
Oh, well, when Kurt and Diane were sitting on the couch, and she asks him, well, how did you get the job? And he says it was a referral.
I was already laughing by then because I knew what was coming.
And then he's saying stuff, and then he uses the word Trump. And she's like, don't use that word. She like doubles over in pain. So funny.
Diane. Poor you. It
Poor
sucks.
me.
Yeah, all of you who don't support Trump. I mean, it sucks living in a country. That's why I moved for mine. I don't know.
Well, it helps to live in an area that's also feels the same way that you do.
Yeah, and at least you have that law that he can only serve, do you say, in two
Yeah, 2 terms.
terms. And we in Israel it was canceled, that law, so yeah. We're stuck.
Oh.
We don't have a constitution, so they can do whatever they want with the laws.
Who decided that that was not a good law?
Our corrupt prime minister wanted to stay, so he made his minions vote with him against the law, and they canceled it.
Okay, then.
Yeah, that's nice, huh?
I would move too.
Yeah. What else did you write?
I think that was it. Oh, I wrote LOL prepped Brett Kavanaugh. I laughed at that.
Oh, right. Why is it funny?
I don't, because I was trying to think of any possible dirt that Marissa could find about him. And I'm like, oh, maybe he did something with the Republican Party and blah, blah, blah. And I just did not expect Brett Kavanaugh to come up.
Well, I guess they could have gone in many different ways, but
They could have, but I'm just glad they went for something recent and relevant.
as always.
As always.
Yeah. I also, well, I wrote just Judge losing it. It was so funny.
Oh my God.
I love that judge. I hope he comes more often. And the last thing I wrote was Maya saying, "What the fuck do I care?"
Oh, yeah, because the guy comes in and he's like, this is what my house used to be, and this is what I live in now. And she puts her sunglasses on. She said, the fuck do I care?
That was so nice. I like what she's becoming. That's the secret in life. Don't care.
Don't care.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It gives you power.
I know, but it's
You
hard.
use your emotions, you lose power.
Well, then I am powerless.
And I'm powerful
Yes.
because
You're taking over the world.
yes, with my many arms.
Oh. All right.
Was it.
That was it, huh? I wish Betty were here.
Why am I not good enough for you?
No, I just the more the merrier, man. So that's it for this week. Cannot wait for more McCart. Even though I don't think we're going to get it next week, but like we got a good dose last week and this week, so.
Yeah, and the show is so good even without them. So sorry,
Exactly.
all the McCart fans.
No, but like, we've got enough content from the past 2 weeks where we can skip a week. We're good. We're good. Anyway, hope everyone has a fabulous week, and we will see you next week for episode 3. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It is advised to listen to fans react to the comfort of your home, on your way to work, or during any other activity, alone or accompanied by other fangirls. Fans React podcast may cause some side effects. Call your fellow fangirl if you feel a sudden surge of feels. Stomach ache may appear if the podcast was funny. Don't hesitate to report about it on social media. Listening to the podcast is not recommended while operating heavy machinery.